What's shaking, Red Nation? We got ourselves a W pod tonight. Yes, sir. Rockets pull off a come from behind win, down by as much as 15 in the second half. They pull out a win here, 122-121 against the Phoenix Suns, who, if I'm not mistaken, they were at the top of the Western Conference before tonight's game. Yeah. And the Rockets were at the bottom. But that did not matter going into this game tonight, because the Rockets pull out this big win here, possibly the best win we've seen in a very long time in Houston. Incredible finish. Jalen Green deserves all the flowers tonight. That's why the room on Spotify Live, I have just named it Jalen Green. Nothing else. Maybe an eye emoji there, because we have got something to look at here when it comes to Jalen Green, who had tonight 30 points to lead the Rockets. Yes, the efficiency may not have been there, but 30 points, every single one of those points, including that last one, was necessary in order to get this win. All five starters in double figures, 17 from the Rook Jabari Smith, 13 from Alperen Şengün, 15 from Kevin Porter, and you got 10 from Eric Gordon, including a big three from EG at the end right there. Bruno Fernando had his best game of the year, 14 points tonight. They utilized him exactly how he was intended to be when they brought him to Houston. The vision with Bruno Fernando, that is what you saw tonight. Great night from him. I thought this was a real good team victory. You know, the Rockets were down double digits going into that fourth quarter. They didn't give up. They shot the lights out of it in that fourth quarter to stun the Suns on the road. And, man, there's a lot to unpack here. If you guys want to come up, those who are listening live on Spotify, as always, to hit that speaker request button and come on up and talk some Rockets basketball with me. But, man, like, y'all, tonight, I'm really proud of this group. I'm really proud of this team. You know, Jalen Green, we'll start off with him. You know, this is like, I had said it a couple episodes ago about how I wish Jalen Green would attack the basket a little bit more, how I wish he would try to go for free throws tonight. And that's exactly what he did. 12 of 16 from the free throw line, 8 of 24 from the field could be better, but I think you make up for it because you're going to the free throw line. You only made 8 shots, but you got 30 points out of it. So content with that, as long as he's doing, and imagine if he was shooting the ball efficiently tonight, Rockets would have blown out the Suns, you know. So it's things like that that I am, you know, Jalen is him. Like, I'm getting real big him energy from a game like this tonight from Jalen Green. Really, really satisfied from the work he put in to this victory tonight. Jabari also, I thought, had a really great game. You know, 17 points from him. You saw a lot of growing from Jabari. He was good from beyond the three-point line as well. The Rockets' best shooter from beyond, definitely, tonight. Whether he's, you know, full-time the best three-point shooter that we've got, you know, I think that's yet to be determined, but he's getting real close to getting there. To kind of look back at that final possession, though, because I want to go back to Jalen a bit, because I feel like I'm not giving him enough credit. You know, yes, make your free throws. And I wish that he had done that at the end. It would have made for a lot less of a nerve-wracking final possession. But Jalen Green's defense on Devin Booker in that last possession was absolutely everything you want to see. You know, he has Devin Booker, one of the best shooters in the game. He had him, you know, right there with him step for step. Didn't jump, didn't go for the fake, didn't help. He held his ground there, proper stance, exactly what you're looking for. Didn't let him go by, but also didn't let him beat him on the pump fake. Because had he gone for that shot, you know, who knows how this game ends. I'm really happy to see. I want to take a look at it one more time, just to kind of see what. Like, just to kind of break it down a little bit more. But, yeah, Jalen Green at the end, his defense on Devin Booker is what won this game. You know, he didn't make that second free throw, but he made up for it with the defense here. So there's about 10 seconds left in this game, 12 seconds here. It's Devin Booker, Jalen Green, essentially one-on-one. Campaign's in the corner. Maybe he's going to him, but this is staying with Booker. He tries to go for the steal, doesn't get it. Booker takes a jab step. Jalen gives it to him, but he doesn't bite. And then when he goes for the shot, he's contest that shot well enough, and it misses. Now, the board, you got to box out on that board, and the Rockets failed to. The Suns got another shot at it. They boxed out again. Kevin Porter gets that rebound, but he's about to go out of bounds, throws it back into the game, right in the Suns' hands. Devin Booker gets one last shot at it. Not good. Not good for the Rockets, but also the shot, not good. You know, there's a lot to look at that final possession and not be thrilled with how that possession could have gone. You know, that possession could have been a lot worse, and the Rockets could have lost that game because of this possession. But considering the fact that the Rockets were down 15 in the second half on the road, the fact that they went from all through that to get to this point, I don't want to – like, this is a great experience learning-wise for them, and they can take this and use it as fuel for coming games. Man, I'm really happy with this group right now. I'm really happy with this team. Amazing stuff. You know, like, Jalen Green, we know he's a scorer. We know he's a guy that's going to get you points. The defense is the part that we're waiting for him to kind of catch up to his offensive game. Tonight is proof that the defensive game is not too far behind. It's not. And I really think that this is a growing moment. This is a defining game. Like, just that last week against the Hawks, that was a growing step. That was the stepping stone for this game. This stepping stone is the step for the next game that they have like this. Don't know if it's going to come tomorrow night against Golden State. Don't know if it's going to come Monday night against Philly, but it's coming soon. It's along the horizon. And the closer these games are in between each other, the better off the Rockets will be in the long run. This team is getting better. We are seeing growth. All of these long nights, you know, the games against Denver, extremely, extremely frustrating. But tonight is proof that the Rockets have grown from those losses. And, you know, this is a very long rebuild, and there will be many nights like Wednesday nights again, but there will be more nights like tonight that are coming in the future, y'all. I promise this team is getting there. I'm just really excited. I'm really excited about this win. You know, I also don't want to minimize Kevin Porter's, I don't want to minimize Kevin Porter's impact in this game that he had tonight. I thought he was a big reason as to why the Rockets won. You know, he got a chance to go to the free throw line a decent amount tonight. And I think that's another part of his game that he could use a little bit more of. You know, the turnovers are something that you obviously want to minimize. He had 6 turnovers tonight, 6 of the Rockets' 16 turnovers. But again, I think the Rockets, like, how they played tonight's game is kind of how I hope the Rockets will move forward, and how I hope they see, like, they use Jalen as your primary shot guy. Jabari gets a lot of looks. Kevin Porter gets 8 to 12 looks. And then they utilize, you know, Şengün a little bit more. Şengün had a good night too, 5 of 7 from the field, a minus 19 in the stats, but most of those numbers were against DeAndre. Most of those numbers were against the first unit for the Rockets. And it was that in that early first quarter where the Rockets were struggling. And then in that third quarter where the Rockets continued to, you know, stretch this deficit that they had. You know, the Rockets, they were down 7 going in halftime. They were keeping it close, but then there was a point where the Rockets kind of let the Suns really take over the game. And the Suns lost this game because they didn't put the foot on the gas enough. You know, they put it as a point, they were able to take that lead, but they underestimated the Rockets' ability to fight back into this game. They didn't catch the film from Friday's game last week against the Hawks. This is a very,
eerily similar like games in terms of the comeback, how the comeback started, and kind of what led to the finish. This game was obviously a lot closer at the end than last week's was, but man, like, you know, the Suns before this coming into this game, the Suns were 12-1 at home. 12-1 at home. Tonight they are 12-2 because of the Houston Rockets. The Rockets are 2-11. 2-11 on the road. They're now 3-11 thanks to this game. Big, big night for the Houston Rockets. I'm really, really excited. I can't say that enough. Can't say that enough about this group of guys. You know, they are starting to figure it out. You know, I thought that KJ, Garuba, Tari Eason, they continue to bring the energy off the bench. And if you want to throw Bruno in there, let's throw him in there too. Because Bruno, you know, he has the idea of Bruno working out is to be like kind of like a Clint Capella, where he's catching lobs from whoever's, you know, running point, whether it be Kevin Porter, whether it be Jalen Green, whether it be whoever. You know, Bruno is the guy to help them with, you know, incorporate the lobs in that offense. And what that does is if you make Bruno a lob threat, then you're also, it's like a play action in football. You run the football so you can, you know, establish the play action and you can open up the field. And what Bruno does is unlike what anyone else on this roster can do. There's no one like Bruno Fernando on the roster in terms of his skill set, in terms of being able to do something like this. Same with, you know, and that's not to dog on Şengün, that's not to dog on Garuba, because those three, the reason why those three can coexist at this point is because they all bring something different to the table. And with Şengün, it's more of a creator in the post. With Fernando, it's more of being a lob threat in the post and creating that pick and roll option for a guy like Kevin Porter, who could really benefit from a guy like that. Now, if you could put Garuba and Fernando into kind of like one body, that could be one of the best players in the NBA. Someone that can create, but can also be a pick and roll specialist who can shoot from three. There's like so many things that Alpi plus Bruno could get you. It's just a shame that you really can't play both of them on the same floor, on the floor at the same time. Just because with Şengün, it's, you know, they haven't really found a lineup where that truly makes sense. Şengün, they haven't really used him as more of a four. They've really kept him as the five. I think they're trying to get something like that with Jabari and Şengün, but you know, Bruno and Şengün, it's like apples and oranges. You really can't, you know, pair the two unless you put a little fruit salad in there. But that's the Rockets. They're a little fruit salad, but I'm going on a tangent. Let's bring it back to where it is. But yeah, Bruno Fernando, this is exactly how you write up Bruno's game plan, is you get him in some pick and roll options, alley-oop from Knicks, alley-oop from KPJ, and you work it into the offense. And then what that is able to do, if you kind of work towards Fernando, oh, well, you can kick out to, you know, Garris Matthews in the corner, or oh, you can kick out to Eric Gordon in the corner. You can kick out to Jabari on the wing. You can, you know, you can do so much with that group, or you can just drive it yourself. And Kevin Porter was able to do that a couple times tonight as well. So, you know, I think the Rockets are starting to utilize their strengths and use those strengths to formulate their whole game. Like with Jalen Green, for instance, Jalen Green uses his athleticism to transform his whole game. Granted, he's more athletic than almost everyone on the floor at any given time, so he has an advantage in that part. That's why he's so good, you know. With Kevin Porter, I think his ability to, kind of, you know, make plays for others, while it's getting there, but I think if he's able to take the playmaking aspects of his game and form it into his own, and to kind of use that into make him a better shooter, make him a better passer, I think that Kevin Porter is going to start to figure it out. I feel like the Kevin Porter that we have seen this season is the one that I feel like this is the best version of Kevin Porter that we're getting. I don't think that the KPJ that scores 30 points next to Jalen Green is sustainable. I don't think that that is what he's going to be long term. I feel like the guy that we're seeing right now, though, can be who Kevin Porter is in the long run. I think that a guy that gets like 15 points a game, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, he's got averaging 19 a game with 6 rebounds, 6 assists. That is someone that I could see Kevin Porter doing, and that's someone that could be of huge value to the Rockets moving forward. I'm really impressed with his game tonight. Really impressed with Jalen's game tonight, although the shooting could use some work. Some nights your shot just isn't falling. And I'm really happy with everyone. I mean, Jabari, Bruno, Tari had a nice night as well as always. You know, I don't think Tari's had like a bad game this year. I really don't. He just brings so much good energy. Like we're starting to figure out the identities of each player. And while the players don't exactly execute at this point every night like they are supposed to, I feel like the way the group worked tonight is a way to win. You know, this group found a way to win tonight. And I feel like this is how the Rockets are supposed to win most nights. You know, the shooting is pretty good. The shooting is, you know, 49%, that's above average for them. But you know, the turnovers could, you know, spike down. But in fact, the Suns had just as many turnovers, 17 versus 16 Rockets turnovers. So there is a bit of a difference there. So they were able to match that. I feel like that makes it so that it's not like the turnovers don't stand out. That's not a reason why the Rockets lost, which usually is the reason why the Rockets lose. It's because they have too many turnovers. But you know, tonight the Rockets were able to, you know, shoot the ball well. They were able to, you know, get the stops down the stretch they needed. They were able to take the Suns out of their element a little bit, and they played team basketball. I think that's the biggest key. They really played together tonight, and I think moving forward, that is the biggest ingredient to the recipe of a Rockets win. Going into tomorrow night against Golden State, they're going to need to do exactly the same thing. It's going to be hard to replicate that twice in a row, especially against a Golden State team that is extremely good at home. They're 9-1 at home going into tonight's game, probably 10-1. As I'm recording this, they're up 18 points on the Bulls in the late third quarter. So they might even get a chance to rest the stars in the fourth quarter. That should really help them going into tomorrow night. Going to be a task, but I feel as if the Rockets, as long as they play team basketball, will be in these games. They won't necessarily win these games, but they will be in the games in which they play cohesively together as a unit. And as you know, and it's taken a while to get to this point because this team is still figuring each other out a little bit, incorporating rookies and new faces, but this is the best they've known each other is this game tonight, because this is the latest game that they've played. So it's only going to get better from here. And as the talent of the roster, the raw talent of the roster matches the chemistry and matches the experience of playing in the league, things will start to catch up. And as other teams, you know, begin to fizzle out because their timelines are just done, that's when the Rockets will rise once again. I think this is a splendid place to park the rocket ship. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of The Dream Take. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at The Dream Take and at DreamShakeSBN. Head over to our Facebook page. Give us a like over there if you're on Facebook. And head to our website, thedreamshake.com. Home of all things Houston Rockets at SBNation.com. We'll be back again tomorrow night, hopefully with another W-Pod against the Golden State Warriors. The Rockets played the Warriors pretty well, though, when they were in Houston just a week or so ago, but we shall see if they can duplicate that performance in San Francisco. If you'd like to follow my personal Twitter, you can do so at Jeremy Brenner. That's JeremyBrenner. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of The Dream Take. And until next time, go Rockets!